Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. The bathroom break is here. Ready for another episode with Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from SubjectLine.com and Guru Media Hub. And today we are doing part two of Subject Line Tips, and we're focused in this series about how to get your email open, and the subject line is everything. So Daniel, let's pick up where we left off. What is a tip about getting your emails open using that subject line?
Yeah, so a lot of people, and I don't see a lot of people do this, but you can use targeting in the subject line, where a lot of people think that you can use, it just has to be segmentation in the list. But I think using that in your subject line is so important. And for example, we're talking to marketers a lot. So I like to say, if I'm talking about content marketing, I want to say like five content marketing tips or five tips for content marketers. If I'm talking, my email is about digital marketing and I want digital marketers to open up, I talk, say digital marketing or digital marketing tips or stuff like that. It helps also like get people to open who are interested in that topic. It also is great for your list, because then it also, you can set up triggers in the back end to be like, if someone opens this content marketing email, they're probably into content marketing. So put them in a content marketing list. So it's a way also to do targeting for your bigger list, but also have create another segment that you could do even more niche emails to that person.
First of all, that's super smart. And I've never thought about doing that because I'm an idiot, where you are taking the output of the engagement when you are actually telling somebody like who they are in the marketing and they're raising their hand saying, yeah, that's me. I think that's super smart. But in general, you know, to Daniel's point, and this is something you just want to plant in your brain, especially for email marketing, but for all marketing, the sooner you could tell somebody who they are, the faster they want to engage, right? So in that subject line, if it says, this is just for CFOs and you're a CFO, you're opening that up because it's telling you who you are. But it could also say, you know, just for DIYers, like, oh, I'm a DIYer. Just for people that live in Miami. Oh, I live in Miami. The sooner you tell somebody who they are, the more rapidly they want to engage. This is really personalization at a segmentation level. But when we talk about personalization on the subject line, the thing that has gone into the garbage can is using first name personalization. If you think you're personalizing an email, you're doing J, whatever, that was 1984. That doesn't do it anymore. Daniel, maybe you still like it. Do you like personalization with the name and the subject line?
No, because I also think audiences have been trained to sometimes put fake names and fake things in that, not in their, that box that you're giving them. So I have some fake names of that I give to like email lists, and they target me and they're like, David or John. And I'm like, who's this email for? And then I remember that I put a fake name, but it shows that they are not, didn't even take the time to even get to know me. I'm not saying they should, because they probably have millions on their list, but as a person, you want to feel that that email is coming to you one-to-one. So using that, and also for B2B marketers, it's overdone by outbound. So outbound crushes that all the time. So like, if you're going to do that, it's going to be seen as an outbound email or a sales email right away.
100%. And I do the same thing. Like when I register, I'll write like, you know, J and then the name of the company in my name. And so it's ridiculous when I see that in the subject line. So let's talk about some other tips. I'll give you a tip that has been working really, really well that we're seeing, which is using brackets at the start of your subject line. Whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, you put brackets to start your subject line. Whatever your key thing is, you put it in the brackets. It can even, maybe it's a big sale, like 50% off, you put that in the brackets. Or maybe it's a new event. You could be like, new event. Or even just the word new, you put that in brackets. It stands out a little bit.
It gets the email open, and we're seeing open rates rise significantly when using brackets at the start of your subject line. And again, you will not go to the junk folder for using brackets. You do not go to the junk folder for the special characters that you're putting in your subject line, regardless of what the garbage is on Google when you Google spam trigger words. It is nonsense. So what's another tip, Daniel, that you found to be working?
Well, you talked about the starting of a subject line. I'll talk about the ending. Is one thing that we do is give half a subject line and put dot, dot, dot at the end. And that is a way to just pique interest to your audience, but it also opens up really well because people are always interested of like, what is it they're trying to say? What are they trying to say? Or you can do like 90% of what you're going to say in the subject line and put dot, 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 because then they want to open the email to see more or do more. It's basically like on LinkedIn, like that see more button. That's what dot, dot, dot really means on a subject line.
Yeah, and you see it a lot. Amazon has migrated a lot of their offer emails to have the ellipsis at the end, the three dots. It works really, really well. And in general, you need to undo your brain with subject lines. Poor grammar in subject lines does better than proper grammar in subject line. I mean, you could literally start your subject line that says, because we thought you should dot, 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 which is a ridiculous half sentence that doesn't even make any sense. But that actually, poor grammar and random words, you could start the subject line with the word and, right? Poor grammar will outpull good grammar all day long. And it's all about standing out. What are you going to do this time when you hit send that gets your email to stand out and not everybody else's?
I have one more tip before we get off subject line talk today is it goes back to just you understanding your audience, but using relevant pain points that your audience has in your subject line, like knowing that marketers are using funny things that marketers would think about on a daily basis, or using what they feel on a work, like make that logo bigger or something like that. Like using that, like five ways to get out of that. Like I see that a lot where that's another way to personalize too. Like we talked about personalization in content marketers or location or job title or stuff like that, but you could also personalize with actually their interests or their pain points.
100%.
People don't think about that. It's like, that's another way to personalize, is going deeper and understanding your audience, and that putting that in the subject line makes them feel seen, makes them feel heard. And that's what I like to do as well.
Totally. You want people to be like, oh, this email's for me, and not for everybody else. If you can create that feeling instantly, you've written a great subject line. That is it. All right. So that brings us to the end of another episode of The Bathroom Break. And next we're going to be talking about pre-headers. Are you excited for that next episode?
I love a good pre-header.
So that's coming up next week. We're going to talk about pre-headers, and we're going to continue down the series of Get Your Email Open from The Bathroom Break. And Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials has been crushing it here. And I'm Jay from subjectline.com. And yeah, we'll see you next week for more Bathroom Break. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.